Let's shift to the environment a bit. There were a number of environmental issues recently. Well, first, there's the Duke Energy Asheville plant. They're converting their coal-fired plant over to natural gas. Where do you stand on that effort?
I'm actually a big renewables person. I think there's great hope in renewable energy. I'm really actually okay. I didn't imagine that we would lose the coal plant this quickly. Gas is cleaner for the air, so that's a plus. It's still, most of that gas comes from fracking, which not fracking in North Carolina, but fracking from other places. Mm-hmm. We're already facing problems with pipelines being built to bring that gas in. It's cheap. That's why Duke changed. So, you know, I'm okay with the cleaner air. I was upset that the solar tax credit was dropped in North Carolina. We're number three or number four in solar energy. Down east especially, I mentioned the rural areas. Solar installations have been a boon to many of our eastern North Carolina rural areas. One of the things that really surprised me was the kind of vehement feeling against renewable energy and the sort of fossil fuel versus renewable energy. And I sort of chalked it up to the ALEC conferences that so many people go to down there. And ALEC is about nothing if it's not about promoting fossil fuels.
I see. And there was an effort to block wind farms across much of the state.
That's correct.
Yeah, and that didn't make it through.
Yeah, it was right there at the end. It was a scary bill, and they designed it because of our military using so much of that eastern area for flight training, and they said these 10-story wind turbines would be dangerous for them. I'm imagining that that's going to come up again. Mm-hmm. But it pretty much took most of eastern North Carolina off of any chance of having wind turbines.
And so as a member of the minority party, if a bill like that comes up that you're opposed to, what can you do besides voting against it, obviously, but what can you do to try to stop it in its tracks?
Well, you get your own party on board, and then you go out and look for people that you think would support you. Mm-hmm. You know, here's another shout out for me to Chuck McGrady, who has a very good record on environmental issues. He's kind of our go-to guy. How many Republicans can you get to join us in fighting this? So that's kind of how it works.
Yeah, and he may have a more senior role as he moves forward.
He does.
Especially with the retirement of Senator Apodaca.
Yeah, we're losing a lot of legislators.
Yeah.
And, you know, people might be interested to know that part of the reason is that it's a money loser down there. You know, you get paid less than $14,000 a year. It takes up all your time. North Carolina is now the ninth biggest state in the union. It takes a lot of management, government management, to keep us kind of humming along economically.